Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Indiana Black Expo's Minority Health Fair opens this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Convention Center. Dozens of free health screenings will be offered, and the health fair will have hours through the weekend. State officials say they've received more than 125 applications from schools seeking to take part in Indiana's new private school voucher plan. The State Department of Education is working to process the applications, which will initially allow a number of low- and middle-income families to use public money toward private school tuition. One report says nearly all of the 80 schools approved to date appear to be faith-based. Teachers, administrators, and clergy are suing to block the voucher law, which is the nation's broadest of its kind. Visitation is Sunday and services will be Monday for Terre Haute Police Officer Brent Long, killed in the line of duty this week while helping to serve an arrest warrant. Visitation and funeral will take place at Indiana State University's Holman Center. The 34-year-old officer died Monday. Long's police canine Shadow, who was also shot, is being treated at the Purdue Veterinary School and may be released today. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with highs in the middle 80s, partly cloudy tonight, low 64, and mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with highs near 90. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. Stay tuned for No Limits, where we're talking today about shrinking local newsrooms. We're taking your calls at 1-866-476-3881, or you can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org.